from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I don't think of sexy when I think of Tom Thibodeau.
How would you mean you're not done? You are Dylan.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Goo, one thing I was thinking during the break is this. It's a phrase. And it's not an opinion. But one thing that I always do it. It's part of my nature. Is I allow for possibilities.
Love it.
Okay. So I allow for possibilities that maybe nobody's thought of. That doesn't mean I'm saying it's good, but I think that's the, if you do that, you can maybe get a bigger picture. Here's one thing I was thinking about as I was walking out of the studio.
When you came over to my side,
I'm actually allowing for the possibility that the 49ers are closer to a deal with Ayuk than they are Trent Williams. I'm definitely allowing for that possibility.
That's interesting.
Now, I don't know if it doesn't seem likely. It might not be the most logical, but I was just thinking, if Ayuk... And I know there's extenuating circumstances, but if Ayuk wants 30 and the Niners want to give him 26 and Trent is paid 22, but he wants 29, maybe they're closer with Ayuk.
But then again, hey, I love the fact that you specified, hey, I could be wrong, but you thought about it. But to me, that doesn't add up. Trent Williams will always be in the lead. And the reason he'll be in the lead and what I deem easier is because he is in the 1% at his job.
And I allow for the possibility.
And I love IU.
And I allow for the possibility that inside the building, they don't have the... I allow for the possibility that inside the 49ers building, they don't look at Trent as completely indispensable as fans do.
But what other option would you have, Steiny, at this juncture of the season?
No, it wouldn't, Goo.
Can I just say this? Draft night, had it been Ricky Pearsall, a left tackle, then I would understand there's something to what you're saying. But the fact that they have no earthly adequate replacement would just wreck this thing in the window to me. So that's why I'm saying... you know, what if but you're wrong.
What if in March, the 49ers, which I believe, they knew they were going to have trouble with both these guys. Both of them.
All right. But where's the protection or where's the next move for that, for the Niners?
They didn't draft an offensive lineman because they didn't think there was first round value in an offensive lineman.
They said as much.
Exactly.
Right.
So again, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm absolutely not saying I'm right. But what I'm saying is we're assuming that the 49ers think we can't win without Trent Williams. They probably know how important he is.
Oh my gosh.
But we've got to understand that Kyle Shanahan under truth serum would be like, "Yeah, guys, he didn't have a great year last year." It's possible. That's all I'm saying.
In a year that whoever votes, and I know you're not into it, he was an all-pro again.
I'm convinced that here's what I'm convinced of. Give me the all-pro team that you're referring to, and then I go to Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch, and I say, hey, just make me an all-pro team. You think it would be the same?
I'll give you the point. The bottom line is, that's not reality. What do you have out? What are your other options outside of Trent? To me, you fall off a cliff to death.
Okay, to you.
Oh, right. But Steiny, come on, man.
I'm not
saying. We can't even conjure up a name.
I'm saying.
Or another option for them to trick and play, mess with Big Trent. Somehow they're going to fix this.
My point is this. They knew they were going to have trouble, let's say, with both of them. What is stop? Like, I get Trent is Trent.
Yeah.
But what if John Lynch and Shanahan are like, you know what? Let's push it to the limit with both these guys. What if John Lynch says, you really think that Trent's not coming in? You think Trent Williams is giving up $22 million?
Well, he's not here now.
Okay.
All right.
Let's keep it. You know, it's like George Costanza. Let's keep driving to the end of Long Island and wait for the Prickly Pete and Mr. whatever the name was with a place with a solarium.
Man.
That's what I mean. It's not, they don't think it's as urgent as the fans or we do.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're telling me that you don't need your starting wide receiver at all during OTAs and preseason and your left tackle. And, hey, I'm just saying this. And you could just bring them in a couple – because I'm assuming they'll get this rectified on both fronts. And you could just hit the ground running and not skip a beat. Hey, I got you.
No, maybe they know they're good. Maybe – who's to say they redid McCaffrey and Lynch, Marat, and they're just like, hey, guys – we can't do this anymore. We can't do this anymore. We cannot just continue to do this out of principle because I'm trying to think of every conceivable way that for the reason things are going like they're going. That's all I'm trying to do. Let's go to Colin in Napa. Hey, Colin, how you doing?
Hey, fellas, happy Friday. Thanks
back
for taking
sir.
My call.
Yes, sir.
So, kind of interesting segue after the commercial break there. You mentioned you think Ayuk might be closer to a deal than our tackle.
I'm allowing now, for that possibility, that's all. Go ahead.
Fair enough. Now, the tackle's contract dispute, but it would seem to me, I tend to agree that seems a deal with Ayuk would be closer just on the dollars that I was hearing. I'm hearing there's a $4 million delta bridge that needs to be gapped between the Niners and Ayuk. And, you know, if you break that $4 million down, you know, over the course of a season and, you know, average out how much he's getting per game or whatever the payment schedule is with the Niners and players, apply taxes, you know, apply the agent's commission fee. I mean, how much is Ayuk really looking to net? You know, compared to Trent Williams. And, you know, I think when you look at the math that way, you know, if anyone's presented it to Ayuk, you know, I don't think he's turning down, you know, I don't think he's looking to make that much more money net to go somewhere else. And with that, I submit to you, fellas. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah. This is crazy. And like I said, Stan, that's been your theme this whole week. Guru, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're not. But good God, we talk about my line that I brought up and kind of like it. The leverage of beverage. Trent Williams has. BevMo of beverage. Probably, how about that?
You're probably right.
Okay.
You're probably right.
But Ayuk, I feel bad for him. Why would the Niners, who have not actively been looking to get him on the horn or his representation, we could tell by TJ, who's lobbying for York to get involved. Stani, at what preseason game at the end is going to make the Niners to be like, you know, they're standing on business, it sounds like. And now you got me thinking, is that 26 number? Is that even vanished? Vamoose like Clay's 24.
Jalen Moore? Or Jalen Brown? Who's Trent Williams? Back up.
Jalen Moore.
Jalen Moore. Okay. This is what I mean.
Right.
I'm just going to make an analogy here. That's all I'm going to make. Because I remember saying this at the time, so I'm going to use it. And I don't want to hear, well, Trent Williams isn't Rudy Gobert, whatever. So, 6 years ago when the Warriors had JaVale McGee, Rudy Gobert's on the Jazz. And he was making $25 million a year.
Yep.
And JaVale McGee was making $1 million a year. And I just said, you know, give me JaVale McGee any day of the week. Why? You know why? Because he's not 25 times better than JaVale McGee.
Wow.
Okay, I get it. I'm talking in the extreme here. But maybe the 49ers, Jalen Moore's making $2 million. I don't know what he's making. But maybe the Niners are like, you know what? Let's live with Jalen Moore at three than having to pay a 36-year-old Trent Williams 29.
Okay, if you were right and they thought that way, wouldn't there already be closure? Wouldn't somehow the message have been conveyed to Trent Williams like, dude, we're moving on?
Maybe it is being conveyed to him right now, but we haven't heard about it, and we also haven't allowed for the possibility. I don't, like... You know, there's also another thing going on here, because maybe, okay, the 49ers here in March, that Trent's unhappy. You know what John Lynch probably said? What's new? This is Trent being Trent. So this one we're just going to ride out for a while. Let's go to John in Napa. Hey, John. How you doing,
man?
Hey,
guys. Thanks for taking my call. Shout out Derek and Will that are listening. Contracts are an agreement, right? You know, between two parties.
Right.
The team needs to protect itself and players as well. And maybe I'm taking it too much as a Niners fan historically, but does no one want to complete their contract? Should the system be changed? You know, if we're not going to complete your contract, what are we doing? Should the NFL do one-year deals? What's the alternative? Are third-party arbitration, like baseball, is there a better practice? It just doesn't seem like people want to follow contracts anymore.
Well, that's
across sports. Thanks for the call, right, Stani? It's out of control.
No, I think it's primarily football because they don't have guaranteed money. That's why this doesn't happen in the NBA.
Well,
because guys get guaranteed deals. So they have guaranteed money. If Steph gets hurt this year, he's going to get paid for the next 2 years. In the NFL, you don't get paid for the next 2 years.
Well, the one thing about the NFL I hate is, like, on line one, Jordan Love, Stani, I hate the market predicts what you get paid, not the talent, the market. And well, right now, Jordan Love is the highest paid quarterback after 1 year of starting NFL football. No shade at him. I like him. But it's a cycle. And Brandon Ayuk thought that cycle was going to have him with, you know, generational wealth, and his team said no. All those receivers that went on the merry-go-round got their chicken, and you got to tell Brandon Ayuk, Stani, you got to play on 14.
Yes, plain and simple.
He
does have a problem with it.
Now we got to see how much is he standing on business when week one comes around, because I don't think there's anything. Hearing TJ with that energy is letting me know it is crickets.
Well, then make a decision, Brandon.
Well, do you think he turned down? I know for the 18th millionth time, $32 million? No way.
I don't know.
And if Willard was right, this episode of Friends, the episode he mentioned where nobody really wants to break up, then the Niners had their option, their opportunity too, to say night-night to Brandon for good. And like you said, they must have been asking for too much.
Money time! Money time!
Not yet.
Will's in Pleasanton. Hey, Will, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Just keep it real simple for you on the Trent Williams thing. Who did they sign first? Re-sign? CMC. Who keeps the holes open for CMC? Trent Williams. Who's going to protect your $30 million quarterback next year? Trent Williams.
Well,
what's Brandon Ayuk going to do? You already drafted another wide receiver. Juju Smith got let go today. If Shanahan's as good as he says he is, he can scheme up a way to get the ball around. But if your quarterback has...
Evan?
Well, I would say to him...
Was that you?
No, that was him. Evan, get ready for outside lines, baby.
Outside lines? Going to be a lot of... Going to be a long line to get in?
There will be outside lines.
Outside lines.
Yeah. But my point is, to that energy and where... Then where's Trent? I agree with you. I told you, Trent is... McCaffrey's 1-1A. In a crazy world, I could go 1A1, but I'll just, Trent Williams is needed. He's a necessity.
In
but
your
to that
mind.
Caller's point, he said it too. Huh. Where's Waldo? Waldo's. Two of them. Get your books in order.
That's what they're trying to do. Maybe they're trying to get
the price of a Super Bowl.
Who says they're going to win a Super Bowl because
they
signed
these
guys?
Help them get back and give them their best chance.
Okay, and maybe Ricky Pearsall and Jalen Moore help them get back
when one's healthy. It's great,
you guys.
No, I'm just
you guys.
I love how you set
all
up
you
how
do,
you think.
All you
I,
do
I
is misconstrue.
That. No,
I'm not saying like I get it. Well, Trent Williams is more important. I didn't say he wasn't. What I said was, I'm allowing for the possibility that the Niners might be closer with Ayuk than they are Trent Williams. That's all I said.
And because there's no talking between the two parties, I believe that's why I would say I would bet against that.
Are you assuming that Trent is in contact with the 49ers every day trying to hammer something out?
There is something on my chessboard about they have some type of agreement, Stoney, and it'll take maybe 30 minutes to work out, or they got some form of a plan, and you just, you know what?
Maybe.
I can't come up with a scenario of life without Trent or
there was
messing around with Trent.
Was Trent on the team when they went to the first Super Bowl?
Yes.
Evan?
No.
What did I say?
You said yes.
I think it was Joe Staley. It was their left tackle, right?
Oh, help me out. But okay, your point.
That's my point.
Was he on a team when they went to the NFC Championship against the Rams and had a 10-point
lead? He's a great player.
Was he on a team when they...
He's a great player.
Jimmy Garoppolo was also the quarterback, but we're not going to say he's as good as Brock Purdy, right?
Right, and maybe that's a point. That's what we're... Evan, maybe that's the biggest of all the points that we're missing, is that Kyle Shanahan said, I took us to a Super Bowl with Garoppolo and Joe Staley.
He loves the trenches. He knows the game. He knows how important they are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
His opinion of, even at 36, of even if he thinks Trent's slipping or whatnot, and he may be, but not to the point to where he can't be dubbed an all-pro, you really think he's changing his tune on... You know what? I could do it without him. Number 71, Steiny?
Yeah, I do think that's within the realm of possibility.
I would be floored.
You probably won't be. You probably won't be floored. But I try to put everything I can conceive of into the equation.
Well, you're right now because he's not here.
No, I'm not right. Not right.
Well, right now it's
if he comes in the day before the first game, like the 49ers may be like, we'll deal with Trent in 2 weeks because he's Trent.
That's, or they already have something in the tentative.
Exactly.
But Ayuk's thing is, yeah, man.
Let's go to Austin. Austin's in the city. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Okay, look, man, I just don't understand why they can't get this man his money. Why he the only one that can show up to work without being injured. You got Deebo being injured all the time. You got Kittle injured all the time. You got Williams injured all the time. It just doesn't make any sense. And I just feel like Shanahan got a personal vendetta against Brandon Ayuk. Ever since he first came in the league, Brandon Ayuk been playing with how many different quarterbacks also? He didn't play with Jimmy Garoppolo. He didn't play with two bum quarterbacks his rookie year, too, also. And he played with, what's his name, the Brock Purdy. Who else he played with? Like, come on, get this man his money. Without Brandon Ayuk, this system don't go. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the call. Wow. And then that's one where I'd feel confident saying, I'll bet you Kyle Shanahan disagrees with you. Yeah. That the offense doesn't go without Ayuk. I'm not saying...
Who was not on the first Super Bowl. Remember, they had a different core receivers at that juncture. But it's so funny how we all agree that Kyle's going to give Brock Purdy the 60, whatever the number is. But yet, he can interchange his offensive lineman and his stud receiver that he drafted.
Well, that's the other thing. Everybody assumes that, if Brock Purdy has a pretty good year, he'll make 55. I allow for the possibility that Kyle Shanahan believes that he can be almost as effective with a lesser paid quarterback. It's possible. That's all I'm saying.
That's the first time I heard that from you when you said it. Like, are we so sure?
Are we?
But I'll tell you what, it'll be damn more difficult without Ayuk or Trent Williams for Brock Purdy. What's he thinking in all this? Like, dude, guys, get this done.
He's got no clout.
Yeah,
bro.
But I hadn't even thrown a pass.
Play
to
the
PA
game
yet.
And shut your mouth.
See?
You're lucky you're in the NFL, Purdy. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Well, I believe you.
I'd be a great owner.
No, Steiny, you would. Owner?
Yeah.
Now, you don't have a pulse of the team.
That's right. I don't have a pulse. And that's why I don't let emotions get into it.
Well, that's why you wouldn't be good.
No, that's why I would be good.
Bob Kraft, he has a. You got to have a balance. Jerry, yeah,
there he goes again.
You got to have a balance.
There he goes again.
There's a balance. Yeah.
So Kraft,
Rooney in Pittsburgh.
So Kraft's emotional. Or no, Kraft is what was the word?
He can be stern at times. Yeah. But
well, maybe the Niners are being stern right now.
He ain't licking. You would be licking at the lights, trying to say something to have him come interview. You got a little Jerry Jones in you, Stoney.
I tell you what, I wouldn't do is just let guys walk all over me as an owner. These guys, owners
well,
don't.
The Niners
get,
have not done that. That's
owners
why they
do
said,
not get walked on. They do not get walked on, and if they do, they do not like it. Owners do not like when their employees try to do this. Yeah.
Well,
they just don't.
Well, listen to this. Paying Brandon 28, is that getting walked on? I don't believe so.
Well, you don't. What does Jed York think?
Well, I think we're getting our answer.
Right now we are. Right now.
So you don't like weird. Not that you don't like. You wouldn't put weird on this. Before I said it's a distraction, I think we all know it is.
Okay, well, then
but it is weird.
Things are weird in Dallas. Things are weird in Cincinnati.
But things have been weird in Dallas. Okay. Cincinnati had a nice Super Bowl run and up into Stoney, things aren't weird. And you got a Jamar Chase thing going on, okay. But they were injured last year when Burrow went down. That was.
But is Jamar Chase in camp?
He's not. He's just. I saw him video. He just was had clothes on.
No.
Yeah.
He's not playing. Like, is he signed?
No. He's okay. But he's going to get his money.
Well, okay. Again.
But Ayuk is not Jamar Chase. Is my point.
My point is this happens.
Right.
This is not like. Can you believe this is weird? No, it's not. It's actually not weird. To me, it's more business as usual in the NFL. I bet you. And we don't know how many guys are sitting out. Camp
CD,
all over the
Jamar,
league.
I get what you're saying, okay. But my thing is, and Niner fans only care about the resolution. Where Brandon was days ago, hours ago, about to be traded. I don't think Jamar Chase is getting traded. I don't think CD Lamb is getting traded. Those are going to do the Bosa things. Downey, nobody ever thought he was getting traded. It was going to get worked out.
So
but
what
this IU thing has
so
that.
Maybe we're wrong that the 49ers are even going to think about trading Brandon Ayuk. Mm. Like, we don't know.
But we're going off reports.
Yeah. What do they mean?
Well,
like, seriously, at the end of the day, what do they mean? And I'll tell you right now, you know what? 49ers don't want to trade Ayuk. And you know what? They're not going to trade Ayuk. You know why? Because nobody's giving them two firsts.
Well, that's where, yeah.
Well, there you go.
Still don't mean he's on the field.
Nope. He's not. You know why? Because they don't think he's worth what he's asking for.
Which we don't, well.
And people just don't give in like you do all the time.
But talent gets paid a lot of times in our lives, Donnie.
Yeah.
If you got the talent, the chicken follows.
And they don't think he's got the talent. Uh-huh. At least enough to warrant the contract he's offering. It's all 1 + 1 = 2. I've never seen anything more predictable than this in sports. How about that? On 95.7, The Game.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Now, back to Stiney and Guru on 95.7, The Game.
Put cheater. Him on the ballot.
He's a cheater.
Put him on the ballot.
For
He's
me,
a cheater.
It's back to work.
When he's brought
attacking his kids with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
I love it.
Okay. I've got an answer. I've got an analogy for all y'all.
Unknown to mankind.
Okay. This is exactly what I'm talking about. U.S. Olympic men's basketball team. Jason Tatum. He hasn't played in 2 games.
God!
Oh my God. The uproar is unbelievable. It's incredible.
Yeah,
it's
out of
there. You know what? I allowed for this possibility, and it turns out I'm right. And the possibility I allow for is that Steve Kerr doesn't think as much of Jason Tatum as conventional wisdom. That's why he's not playing. And my only point is we must quit assuming that the way we feel about guys and players – is the exact same way that a coach, GM, or owner feels about a player.
Draymond disagrees with you.
Yeah, okay, but everybody.
Charles Barkley went in on Kerr.
Everybody disagrees with Kerr.
Okay.
But what you can't disagree with is he doesn't think about him like you do.
He deserved it.
And you know what? Last I checked, they're playing for the gold.
Yeah. But you feel a little bad for
I don't Tatum. Feel one sliver
the
bad
guy that has the biggest contract in the NBA, just won the NBA championship.
That's why I feel sorry for him.
Is not getting minutes?
So what? Huh? Who cares?
No, it's just,
They made Steve Kerr the coach of the U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah.
He assessed his players at practice through games over the course of the last 40 days. And he made a decision that he wasn't going to play Jason Tatum.
Gotcha.
You know why? Because he doesn't think about Jason Tatum like you think of Jason Tatum.
It is interesting, though. All these Celtics fans being mad about Tatum not playing.
Sure.
Last I checked, there were two Celtics that got major burn in every single game.
No,
Drew Holiday, Derek White.
Yeah.
Celtics are being represented.
Jaylen Brown not on the team, Evan. And Grant Hill with that. I don't want to lose my job. Grant Hill with that cockamamie excuse as to why he wasn't put on the team. It was about shoes. It was about Nike. But anyway, Grant Hill. And then Grant had the nerve to call to say what you talked about yesterday. He didn't even want the OGs on the team.
He didn't say that.
I know, but I'm paraphrasing. You know what I mean? Free Jason Tatum. Ha ha.
Aren't you realizing that a lot of things that you believe about sports aren't what experts believe about sports?
This is where you need, I'm going to drop you off. I'm my own expert. I don't need little Tony to tell me in front of his computer how hard a ball was hit. I'm my own expert, and I've been watching and enjoying the games ever since. That's why I got Kobe number two.
Good for him. Again.
Hey, Evan, whoa.
Again.
Be careful.
Yeah, I got Tim Duncan ahead of Kobe Bryant.
You're going to call out our guy that came in and
nobody
got
nobody knows who he is. Why would I call him out?
Because he's listening.
Okay. Our guy Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I thought I was going to have to help you get him off you.
See, here's the way I judge a player. By their game.
Or in their personality.
By their game.
Personality, too.
Kobe Bryant and Tim Duncan. Okay, let's think. Well, Kobe's a better scorer.
Two of the best to ever do it.
That's fine. Kobe's a better scorer. Okay. Duncan's a better passer. Duncan's a better rebounder. Duncan's a better defensive player.
I believe they're equal.
Duncan's a better
Kobe
teammate.
Kobe was a great defender.
Don't like Sabonis.
Duncan was always the best player on his title teams. That's why I think Duncan is better than Kobe.
I'm not even mad at that.
Because you can't
They don't even play the same position.
Because the logic is hitting you over the head like a brick I'm going to throw at you the next time we have a disagreement.
You don't like Embiid.
Risking his meniscus out there for Team USA. Embiid, and you're ripping him. Because you don't like his person. You don't like his personality.
I actually do like his personality.
You don't think his game's overrated, do you?
Yes.
Oh, Steiny.
I don't like him because
he can't
he's
stay healthy.
Injury prone.
Well, that's it. When he's healthy, Steiny, he can give you.
I don't like how much time he spends on the perimeter.
All right. I give you that. But he's still a badass.
Okay. Nobody's saying he's not.
Yeah.
What's he won?
I would say
he
had Ben Simmons on his team.
Well, now you sound like an average fan, Steiny. Has he won?
Yeah, what has Malone and Stockton won? They're champs in my book.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like that one.
I don't know. I don't care what I'm saying. I don't care.
A slider in the dirt.
Swing and a miss.
Right. And you'll call them champions today. And tomorrow when I say, hey, Goo, I'll tell you what. Malone and Stockton were unbelievable. Never won a title.
Depends on what the conversation and how heated were. Man, come on.
Mickey D, thank you on the YouTube. He disappears at times when you need him.
Not yesterday
most against
Serbia.
Yeah, no, he's great in international play. He's really good in international play.
I wonder why he didn't play for where he would have been on –
Because
France.
You know why?
Or Cameron.
Because he's scared. Because all these guys won a gold medal doing the least amount possible.
Jokic almost shocked the world. He could have lost against France. Because he's a grown man. So are we, real quick, France has no chance in your mind because of what Team USA just went through? The scare?
I think the U.S. will win tomorrow. See, I don't get caught up in these cockamamie statements.
Mentals
where
matter.
You cannot get yourself out of it. You'll never catch me making definitive statements.
You already have.
Dallas and six.
Think that's fine. And you know what? That's the only thing you'll ever be able to pin me on. No, you don't. No, because I use words like seem and appears. And according to this guy.
Well, there's always an out when you do that.
That's right. That's right, because I'm not so arrogant.
Yes, you are.
I'm not so arrogant that I think my opinion
is always
right.
When you get one right, you want to do an Olympic, you want to run 10 miles.
That's right.
Look at me. That's not what you should be in it for. You give your educated opinion, like Filippone. He was wrong, but he thought at the time what his intent
was. That was stupid. Like, that's just dumb, Goo.
That's a bad one that I brought up.
That's dumb.
That was an L.
That's dumb.
Yeah, but that's an L. But nobody does I'm Right Radio. I know I don't. I'm who I am off the air and on the air.
But my point is this. Like,
but when you get something right, you run it in the ground. Let's be honest. When you get a prediction right.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. My point is this. My point is this. If for whatever reason, the 49ers tomorrow trade Trent Williams, I'm not going to say I'm right. All I did was say, but everybody else is saying, Trent's more important. Trent's not going anywhere. Trent's coming in here. Trent's not going anywhere. They love Trent. They love Trent. And I'm like, well, they probably do, but maybe they don't love him as much as we think.
But if you're keeping it 100, if they trade Trent Williams, Scotty, you will come in here and be Bruce Jenner on the victory lap.
I'm talking about the way I... Go ahead, Evan.
Yeah. Technically, Caitlin now. This is from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. The 49ers have made a renewed effort in recent days to strike a long-term deal with wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. Wow. Sources tell Pelissero and Mike Garofalo. The situation is fluid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and other teams, including Pittsburgh, are still in the mix, but a return to SF appears increasingly possible.
There we go.
Crossover?
No, no. There we go what?
We both said that they don't want to break up.
I never said that.
No, Willard and I and others, and that's what I believe is going to happen.
Okay, that's fine.
The football sense makes too much sense for it to part.
That segment brought to you by Meineke Car Care Center.
Cheer up.
You don't get it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.